Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, When Christians Speak. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We're broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area on a Sunday here. On a, not just any Sunday, but an Easter Sunday, a Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Everybody say yes. Praise God. You can reach me at 888-488-6772. I'm just opening the chat room. Give me a minute, and then we have the chat room open. We have a couple special guests today, and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to talk about the Resurrection Sunday. We're going to talk about what it means and everything, and we're going to just listen to whatever God has given us to say, you know, and given for his people and everything. And in the background, you listen to the song, I Want to See Jesus by Devil Wilson. Amen. So we're going to be blessed today. Why? Because we as Christians know, man, what Jesus Christ has done for us, and we just want to celebrate. Amen. We just want to celebrate. We want to worship him and everything. And we joined by our favorite young lady, friend of mine, man. And she's a member of the Trail Light Christian Member Church, the same church I go to. Her name is Cindy, Sister Cindy. She said she wanted me to call her. So, Sister Cindy, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And everything. I had sort of access to Cindy to join as God is doing some special things in this young lady's life, man. And, you know, I asked her to join me. It was like a last minute thing and everything. And you see people sometimes, and the Spirit of the Lord is very strong upon them, you know, and you just want to gravitate to them. And I would encourage anyone to do the same thing, man. If you found someone that can get a prayer through and the Spirit of God, you want to gravitate to them and spend some time with them and everything, because with them you see the wisdom of God speaking to the life to be able to speak into your life. So for me, Sister Cindy, I always tease a lot. It's like that. I mean, I'm not trying to embarrass you, Sister Cindy, but the thing is, what I want the listeners to know is that she's prophetic, man. God has a word for her. God has, she has a testimony that would knock your socks off and everything. And God is leading her and directing her in some places that is somewhat uncomfortable for her to go. But the end result of it is better than anything that she has ever experienced before. And I've seen this woman in action. I've seen her minister to others, and I've seen the prophetic voice that comes from her. And I want to be able to encourage her to let her know that Jesus is with her and that he cares for her. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're gonna get started. I have a couple of treats for you. I don't even know where do you get started. Like I was telling Sister Cynthia, I don't have the day is not really a format day, but just a day, just like it was yesterday, to continue on and to glorify God. Listen, if you do have a prayer request, again, you can reach me at 888-488-6772. Make sure you hit the number 1, and I mean that way I know that you have a prayer request or you want to talk to me, or you can give me a chat. Or you can reach me by email at whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Amen. Bless the Lord. So, Sister Cindy, we're going to play some more music, a little bit more music, and what we're going to do. Tell you what, before we do that, let's have prayer. Father God, we just thank you. Yay.
Yes, thank Lord. You. Hallelujah.
Thank you Hallelujah. For this day that you have
yes,
made, God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you for coming, Lord Jesus, and saying, I'm telling you, Father, that you would go and that we might have a right to the tree of life. Thank you
Hallelujah.
For dying. Thank you for being born again. Thank you for living again so that we might have
yes,
a tree of life. Yeah, we know that if it wasn't had not been for you on our side, there's no telling where we would be, you know, that you've given us an opportunity to walk in the cool of the garden of the day with the Almighty God. You've given us opportunity to go behind the veil because the veil has been ripped from top to bottom. You've given us the opportunity to do that, God, and we say thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you, God, and we give you all praise. Amen. You are so wonderful, Lord Jesus, to us. You know, when we look back over our lives and all the things that we have been through, we can truly say that we are blessed. Blessed because of you, Lord Jesus, that you have kept us, you have saved us, you have delivered us, God. When the enemy came against us like a flood, God, you raised up a standard against the enemy to let the enemy be reminded that we've been bought with a price, that we belong to you, and we say thank you, God. We say thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And we say thank you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
As I'm speaking, the chat room is definitely open for anyone that want to chat in with us, anything. I just also want to thank for those that are actually listening to the show online. You know, I know the few people that's doing that. I want to thank you for those that were coming to the chat room and those that would be calling in and listening to the show that way, too. I also want to thank those that listen to the show by archives and everything. The show is being broadcast through iTunes also and everything and through Blueberry.com. So the show is beginning to grow a little bit. And I give God all the glory because this show is not about me. Okay, so it's not about Reverend Ray. This show is about the glory and honor of God. This show is about the redeeming those that love the Lord. This show, that's what the show is about. If you look at my bio, the top of the bio or the top of the show, I have one that's called the True Followers of the Way. See, the thing is that we fail to realize as a sinner that a lot of people go by the term Christians. You know,
yeah.
They're not necessarily Christians. I mean, some of the biggest devils in the world, they call themselves Christians, amen? But I want to be what is called a follower of the way. A follower of the way means that I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and he has a relationship with me, amen? A follower of the way means that I'm being obedient to the things, amen? And he's leading me in the direction that he's calling me, amen? Bless
amen.
God. So let me stop talking, man. I got this sister here, man, and I want her to speak or sing or whatever the God has given her. I know that she's on limited time, if she is or stuff, but, I mean, I'm here until whatever she says to, okay, Reverend Ray, I got to go, man. So, God, but I love this sister, God. I love her spirit in the Lord, you know, her desire to worship and to please God. So, Sister Cindy, what you got to say?
I just want to, first of all, thank God who has really shown himself mightily in my life. And I also humbly thank you for giving me this opportunity for God to use me in whatever manner that he wants to use me in. And so, and I also just thank the listeners like you have just to come in and to listen to hear what thus saith the Lord, because the Lord is speaking, but we just have to tune in our own frequency in order to hear what he is saying to his people. For truly, he wants to deliver and set his people free. So I didn't know whether or not you wanted to take a break and then come back, and then I can go into what God wants or how you want to move.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Sure.
All right, let me pull out a song here. Here we go. This is another song by Deborah Wilson. It's called The Thing That You Do. Amen. Bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm no longer down.
And we find ourselves going around in circles, trying to get out, trying to get out of a room with no doors, or trying to get out away from and under the pressure that is in our life. And what the Lord wants you to know is there is a way out to go from your tragedy to your triumph. And he wants you to triumph in your life today. And I'm coming out of John 11, I'm talking about the resurrection of Lazarus. And I just want to start real quickly that we know that in chapter 11 that Lazarus was sick and that he died. And Jesus was on his way back and to bring Lazarus to life. And right now I'm going to pick up where John 11 John 11, starting at 33. By this time, Jesus was on her way back. Lazarus was already in the tomb. And then Mary, starting at 32, where it says, when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell to his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who had come along with her was also weeping. He was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. 34 says, where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied, and Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? And let me interject here. So the first step that we must know is we have to mourn. It's okay to be truthful with where you are and to recognize what emotions that you have, whether it's anger, whether it's fear, or whether it's depression. We have to be aware of where we are and stop trying to hide it. Stop trying to live a lie and go home and go forward and mourn your tragedy. Because if you are in a tragic situation, if there's negative things happening to you and you don't know what you're going to do, then first and foremost you have to recognize where you are, and it's okay to feel the emotions that you feel in. Where we see that here in the story where Lazarus had died, that was a death to a friend or a death to a brother or something tragic has happened, and Mary grieved. Mm-hmm. And Jesus also grieved. So I think there is giving us an example that it's okay for us to grieve our loss. It's okay to recognize that if you're in debt and you don't know what you're going to do and you're frantic and you're all over the place, the first and foremost is to recognize where you are, recognize the truth, and stop trying to live a lie. Stop trying to be somebody who you're not. Stop trying to say things that you know is not coming from the heart, and to be truthful. But the thing that I also want to point out is you can't stay there. It's okay to be there for a moment, but once you're there, you recognize and you accept the fact of where you are, it's time to move forward. As you see that God didn't stay there, Mary didn't stay there when she was weeping. They went forward because Jesus said, where have they laid him? So where is your problem? Jesus is asking you, where is your problem? So let's go to find out where your problem is. So then I pick up the story that in verse 38 where Jesus says, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. He came to where the problem was. He came to where the tragedy was. So Jesus is there waiting on you to recognize where you are so that you can reach out to him to give him your heart, to give him where you are, to give him your anger, to give him your loneliness, to give him your sadness, to give him your tears. He's waiting on you so that you can process that through your emotions and through your being. And so then 39 says, take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been dead for 4 days. So here we see that sometimes people want to not allow God into their situation, not allow Jesus to come in to really to see what the truth is, to where Martha was saying, well, no, I don't want you, you know, I don't want you to go there. Because what Martha thinks that he's dead, or Martha thinks that he's been stinking for 4 days. So Martha has a picture of what she thinks her tragedy is. But Jesus said, okay, Martha, I hear you, but that's not, I've come to deliver you out of your tragedy. I come to bring you from a place of tragedy to triumph. Why don't you let me in? Why don't you let me assess the situation? What report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord, or would you believe the report that what you see? And so the second one, my second point I want to say, is you have to speak to your tragedy. You have to speak your way out of your tragedy in order for you to get to your triumph. And so here we pick up at the story where in verse 40, again, I'm coming out of John chapter 11. I might be going so fast, so I'm trying to slow myself down. I'm coming again out of John chapter 11, and I'm going to pick up at verse 40. And again, my topic is from tragedy to triumph. And verse 40 says, then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took the stone away. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. So again, to recap, my number one was to mourn. It's okay to find your truth on where you are in your tragedy. It's okay to feel those emotions, but not respond in a knee-jerk reaction to your situation or your tragedy. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is to stand in your truth, to stand and to recognize who you are, where you are, what's going on, but then allow Jesus to come in and to give that to him, to lay at his feet, where it says Mary came and she laid at Jesus' feet with her tragedy. So today, you need to lay at Jesus' feet whatever your tragedy is, whether it's a relationship that has gone south, whether it's an abusive situation, or again, whether you've lost your job, or whether your kids are buck wild, you need to come in an awareness and be able to give that to the feet of Jesus. And then the second step you need to do is start speaking to that tragedy. And you ask me, well, what am I supposed to speak? You're supposed to speak life, not death. We have moved past speaking death. We have moved past looking at the situation and saying, no, Lord, I don't want you in. Or, Lord, look, you know, look at this situation. It's stinking, you know. So we need to move past that. We need to move past seeing that it's stinking and seeing that the resurrection has come to your door. You have laid it at the feet, Jesus, who is the resurrection, that can do something about it, that you look past and see life, that Jesus has come to give you life and life more abundantly. And so then we pick up back at the story where they rolled the stone away and that Jesus prayed. He is reiterating his relationship that he has with God. Again, this is in a manner of speaking. Well, how do I speak to my tragedy? Will you speak in a manner in which you give it over to God and you speak life to the situation with belief, the belief that God can do what he says that he's going to do. You speak belief of who God says, who he says that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that you are the head and you not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. These are the things that you are to speak to your tragedy in order for you to become triumph over your tragedy. And you are to, like Jesus said, to believe God, to believe that he is going to call you out, to believe that God is going to heal you, to believe that he's going to find you a better job, to believe that he's going to either fix the relationship that you're in. If not, he's going to put you in a relationship in which you are to grow, in which the relationship is for you to be nurtured. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, now we move on into, again, I want to also point out that sometimes you have naysayers. Again, naysayers will come and say, well, that looks dead to me. I don't know what you're trying to do with that dead situation or that tragedy, you know, or that sickness looks like, I don't think that God can come deliver you. Or you don't have a job. Well, I don't think that God can come deliver you. But you have to remind yourself, again, I believe. And that Father, and you talk to the Father about your belief. Okay, so then moving right along, then we get into, wait a minute. Okay, and so I had to turn my light on so I can see. Okay, so then we get into verse 43, where it says that when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Then Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. So the third point that I want to make is you have to walk it out. You have to walk your walk going from your tragedy to your triumph. Because Jesus, picking up back in verse 43, where Jesus called in a loud voice, we can't be wimpy here. Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. So whatever your tragedy situation is, whatever you're looking to triumph in, you have to call that triumph forth in a loud voice, in a confident voice, in a voice that you know that God has heard you, and the voice that you know that you need to say, Satan, get behind me. Step off and get back, because I'm calling my triumph forth. I'm calling my victory forth. I'm calling my new job forth. I see the windows that God has opened for me, and I'm speaking it, and I'm calling it forth. So when you call, when you speak, you have to speak with boldness. Because God said when we call Abba Father, he is there. When we can come boldly to the throne and he hears us. And when we cry out and we call to him, God will be quick enough to go out and do what he says that he's going to do in his word for you. Because you are a child of God. And he has sent his angels to go out and to deliver you. And here in this situation here and in this tragedy, Jesus showed up, the one and only for this tragedy, Jesus showed up. So why wouldn't Jesus show up in our tragedy? Why wouldn't Jesus show up in our sickness? Why wouldn't Jesus show up in our disease? If we are in a tragic situation, we have to look forward that we want to go to triumph. We have to know that God don't want us to stay in our tragedy. God wants us to be delivered to walk in our triumph. Amen? He wants us to mourn our situation, but only for a minute. He doesn't want us to mourn and waddle and stay there for years. Like the man at the pool of Bethesda, God asked him, would you be made well? and let it be done to you according to your faith. God asked, Jesus asked him a question. So I'm asking you a question. Would you be made well? Do you want to get out of your tragedy, or do you want to stay there? God is speaking to you. What do you want to do? Do you see yourself always in this tragic situation? Do you see yourself always with this, everything going haywire, nothing lined up right in your life, always death and destruction, always a gray cloud over your life? Do you want to stay there? Or Jesus said, do you want to be made well? If you want to be made well, it's be it unto your faith. Where is your faith? Do you want to stay in that situation? Or is it time? Today is Easter Sunday. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Are you going to resurrect yourself from the situation and the circumstances that you are in? It's time, I tell you, to resurrect yourself. Morning time is over. Night time is over. It's time to get up and speak to your situation and say, yes, Lord, I want to be made well. Yes, Lord, I give this situation over to you and in your capable hands, regardless of what I see, but I give it to God in his capable hands, because Jesus, the resurrection, is knocking at your door today and saying, speak to those situations, speak to those mountains, and be removed, be cast out into the sea, because power is standing at your doorstep today. And once you start to speak, you have to frame in your mind, what do you want your picture to be? Do you want your picture to be successful? Well, then you need to speak it. If you want your job to be a meaningful job where you are, or you have worth, that you mean something, that you are putting in, and that people recognize you, or people welcome your help, then you need to speak that. You need to speak it, not negative things. You need to speak positive things. You speak who God has said that you are, that you, again, you are the head and you're not the tail. You are above and not beneath. When the dark situation or the enemy tries to come in like a flood, you need to start speaking what your triumph is going to be. Paint your picture of what your triumph is and put that mental picture in front of you so that you would then start, my point number three, as you start to walk it out. You start to walk towards the things that God has called you to. You start to walk towards the things of being debt free, if that's what you want. Amen. You start to call forth the things of your business that you want. I want a successful business. I want a prosperous business. Then you start to speak that. You start to see it in your mind, and you start to walk it out. Because here in the story, we see that God has called the tragedy, Lazarus, that happened to Lazarus, now he's calling him forth into triumph. He is saying with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And then the dead man, the dead things in your life, the things that needs to die, the things that doesn't have life, came out. So we need to shake off those things and those chains that are holding us bound and captive. Take off the grave clothes, God said, and let him go. No longer being bound today, because again, today, resurrection has come to visit you. The resurrection, the truth, and the life has come to visit you. So no longer being bound in your grave clothes, no longer being bound by the chains of depression, no longer being bound of crying all night. God saying, get up, wipe your face off, and speak those things that be not as though they were. Speak life into your situation. Speak life into your body. Speak life and breathe life onto your children. Amen. Amen. And so again, walk it out. It's time to walk it out. Amen. So again, I'm closing. Not unless, Reverend Ray, you want me to do some specific prayers. But again, today is resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And God has brought us from tragedy to triumph. He is trying to get us to move from our dead situations, situations that don't have life in them, no longer trying to breathe life into something that's dead. We are to get up, dust off our feet, dust off our knees, dust off our face, and speak to those things and bring those things forward. Give those things over to Jesus Christ. Give those things over to God and allow God to be the resurrection in your life. And then we are to walk it out. And as the story goes on, we see that Lazarus now has a closer relationship with God. We see that at the Last Supper, Lazarus now has a seat where the things that when God shows up in your life and shows out in your life, then we have a close relationship with God. And then we chase after God so that when things do come back in our life or things come to try to dissuade us, again, we are to look at the things of where we're trying to go. Look at your dream. Make a dream board of the things that God wants for your life. Put down the scriptures that who God says that you are a mighty warrior. Put down those scriptures that God said he is Jehovah Rapha, that God is our healer. He is Jehovah Nisi, that God is our banner, that he is Jehovah Shammah, that God is there with us, that he is Jehovah Jireh, that God is our provider. These things are what we need to speak into our life and to speak to our tragedy and then turn our backs on our tragedy in order to walk out to our triumph. Because if we sit in there and we face in our tragedy, there's no way. We have our back on our triumph. We now need to be resurrected and turn, do a 180 degree turn. And face our triumph. Face the things that God has called for you. Face that profitable business. Face that profitable relationship. Face that the kids that are doing right. Face the things that God is speaking to your life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Whatever prayer that God is, the Lord, the Holy Spirit is leading you to do, then that's what we'll do. Okay.
Okay. Great. Okay, Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, giving you all the praise and the honor and the glory. Lord God, I thank you for each and every listener, Lord God, that is on this call, Father God, that is listening either present now, Father God, or the ones that will listen, Lord God, later. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak life to whatever dead situation that they have, Father God. Lord God, open the eyes, Lord God, so that they would see you, to see your glory, Father God, to see your mighty hand, that you are coming, Lord God, and you are reaching down in situations and circumstances where somebody feels, Lord God, like the walls, Lord God, are closing in on them, Father God, and that they can't breathe, Father God, that something is squeezing them so tight, Father, that the breath, Lord God, is trying to leave their body. But I command in the name of Jesus, enemy, that you are loose and let them go, Father God, that the grave clothes, Lord God, are being bound so tightly, Father God, that they are stretched out and can't move, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I say loose them and let them go. Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you have called forth Lazarus, Father God. You have called forth the triumph, Lord God, in their life, Father God. You are calling them forth, Father God. You are strengthening, Lord God, their legs, Father God. You are strengthening, Lord God, their feet, Father God, so that they will be able to stand, Father God, and come out of the cave, Father God. They are coming out of darkness, Father God. They are coming out, Father God, into the life, Father God, because you have called them into the life. You have called them into the light, Father God. You have called them into victory, Father God. You have called them into triumph, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will turn their back on tragedy once and for all, Father God. That cloudy day, Father God, that blue Monday, Father God, syndrome, Father God, will not be in their life, Father God, from this day forward, Father God. They have been resurrected from that, Father God. They have been resurrected, Father God, from destruction, Father God. They have been, Lord God, translated, Father God, into building, Father God, life. Lord God, you are putting the pieces back together from a broken relationship, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are calling them forward, Father God. No longer, Father God, will they stay, Lord God, in an abusive situation, Father God. No longer, Lord God, will people put their hands, Lord God, on your people, Father God. You are causing them, Lord God, to come out of the cave, Father God. Come out of that tragedy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are sending resources, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for the resources, Father God, whether it be finances, Father God, whether it be information, Father God, whatever the resources, whether it be somebody, Father God, that they would come across their path, Father God. But you are sending resources, Father God, that they need to pay their rent, Father God. They need to pay their mortgage, Father God. That they need, Lord God, in order to eat, Father God. Right now, Father God, send your warring angels, Father God. Send your angels, Father God, to go out, Father God, with your resources, Father God, and allow them to now start, Lord God, to sit at your feet and not look at their tragedy, but sit at your feet, Lord God, and focus on your triumph. Focus on them getting out of their situation, Father God. Attune their ear, Lord God, to hear the steps, Lord God, that you want them to take. Give them the strategies and the ideas, Father God, to get out of their situation that they're in, Father God. Lord God, I beat back death right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I beat it back right now, Father God, for you are the resurrection and the life, Father God, that you are healing our bodies, Father God, that you are turning back the death hands, Father God, that you are adding years to our life, Father God. Lord God, I thank you right now, Father God, that we will be mindful, Lord, Father, of what we are putting in this temple, Father God. We are being mindful, Lord God, or we are sitting in front of this temple, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Father. Lord God, I thank you that you are breaking up the fallow ground, Father God, and life, Lord God. As you said, Lord God, unless the seed dies, Father God, and fall to the ground, Father God, it would not sprout up, Father God, but that seed has to die. The flesh has to die, Father God. The selfishness has to die, Father God, in order for you to come in and bring life. Lord God, I thank you for the life, Father God. Lord God, I anticipate, Father God, the praise reports, Father God, that Reverend Ray would be coming in, Father God, for this ministry, Father God, that you have went out, Father God, and you have changed the situation, Father God, that people are running to say, what must I do to be saved?
Yes, God.
Lord God, and I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all, you've just been blessed by Sister Cindy, man. I'm telling you, man. I told y'all this is a woman of God, man. She's prophetic in nature, whether she wants to be or not. God is speaking through her, you know. The word was from tragedy to triumph and everything. And look, that's talking about Lazarus. And that's a true thing. You know, it's time for us to take off our dead man's clothes now. You know,
amen.
We still holding on to stuff that God has already released us from, you know?
Amen.
You know, and everything. But Sister Cindy, I know that your time is precious. I just want to thank you again for joining us on the show. I'm going to do my best to see if I can get this show featured and in the archives or whatever and stuff like that, because people need to hear what you have to say. They need to hear the prayer. They need to hear the sermon. They need to hear your teaching and everything, and they need to also hear your testimony.
Amen.
Yes, man. And I pray that you have a blessed day. I don't know how much time you got to go. You got to go now or whatever and stuff.
I can hang on for maybe about 10 more minutes.
Okay, but I just want to bless God for you. I do want to offer up a prayer up to you, like always, that God will continue to increase more of himself in you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Listen, we're going to take a little short break. I'm going to play a little music and stuff for just for about a couple of seconds. Excuse me, and we're going to come back. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Let's see what we got. One of these days, I'm going to get this thing done. To the point I can be able to go to wherever. Oh, here we go, right here. This is a prophet song. Amen. Shared for us on this resurrection day. We are free. And the
Bible says
that the Son set free is free indeed. Listen, you listen to the show when Christians speak. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We're broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area on this resurrection Sunday, man. And the number here is 1-888-488-6772. We have just been blessed. If you tune into the show, it's sort of late, man. You missed a treat. Go back to archives and listen to the whole thing. Our sister Cindy Reese will just bless us with a word from the Lord and everything for the people of God, you know. And to realize that, you know, where we're at as far as Lazarus and the tragedy to Trump, and it's time, y'all, to take off those dead things. It's time for us to start acting like that we got victory, you know. It is. Thank you, Sister Reese, Sister Cindy. I'm still trying to call her Reverend.
I'm still trying to call her Reverend,
you know, and she don't I always tease her, call her prophet or prophetic in nature, but you know, well, I believe in her. I let God cook her some more. So just cook her, God, cook her. She'll come around, man. But I just want to bless God for her again and everything, for blessing us and for blessing those that are listening to the show live. I see that we didn't have anyone to sign on the chat room today, but that's to God be the glory, you know. God be the glory, you know. So God is going to do some great and wonderful things with you, Sister Cindy, and I'm looking forward to seeing you grow in a couple of years now, maybe just seeing how far you come and everything, and I'll be just looking and smiling and saying, look at God. Look at God.
Yeah.
You go, God. God is just so awesome and everything. Amen.
Amen. He is definitely, amen. Definitely awesome.
Yeah. Yes. We had a great time. I mean, I'm tempted to play a little bit of the music and everything, but we had a great time at church, man. It was an awesome play that was produced at the church on this Resurrection Sunday at the Trail Light Christian Ministry. If you have been in the area where they're located in Clinton, Maryland, the pastor there is James Robinson, amen. So we just had a great time, man. We did, and we're looking for some more great times to take place. God is moving among the people of God, you know. You know, like one of the things I shared with them yesterday, Sister Cindy, is that God is calling his people to wake up, you know.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
Get up. You've been sleeping way too long. You know, you've been in your slumber way too long. He's saying to the people of God, get up. It's right. He said, listen, don't you see the hand writing on the wall that Jesus is soon to come, you know?
Yeah.
So your message and fits right into, of course it does, into everything that God is trying to tell the people, God, all over
awesome.
The world.
Yeah, and that's you know? Awesome how God moves and confirms and how he puts things together. because it's a concise message that he wants to get his people to move, but it might come through different venues. But when you stand back and look at the complete picture, then you see that in the confirmation on top of confirmation, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is talking and that he really wants his people to be prosperous. He really wants his people to get up and start to work out in their ministry, because he has called, the harvest is plenty. You know, and the harvest is out there, and he really wants his people to start to, like you were saying, to move and to get up and get busy.
Yes. And the thing about, I don't know about you, but I can speak for myself. Everybody got to speak for themselves. You got to answer for yourself when you stand for God. But I don't want anybody's blood on my head.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't want nobody's blood on my head, man. Not to know anybody.
Absolutely.
Been too much, you know. Been too
absolutely.
Much, you know, so.
And that's what, you know, when you had asked me to come on the show today, you know, my flesh kicked up and said, okay, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm not prepared. But again, like you were saying, that God is saying, be ye ready and to trust him.
Right.
To trust when God, when you know that you are called of God and you know that you have a ministry, that God will put you in situations and circumstances where he can get the glory.
Yeah.
All the glory and honor goes to God.
Goes to him, yeah. And some of the best things that when we go unprepared.
Right, absolutely.
You know? I mean, God works. I mean, you don't want to put God. A lot of times, we as preachers and Christians, we as followers of the way, I'm keep using that one, is that we put God in a box and say, okay, it has to be done. No, it don't.
Yeah, right, right.
God in a box, man. You know, let God say, look, I'm going to be God, you know.
Yeah.
But show myself in the way I want to decide to show myself, you know. If he can speak to a donkey, man, God, he can speak to anybody. Or anything.
Absolutely.
You know? And stuff like
absolutely.
That. Amen. Amen. Listen, we got, it's already been an hour. I saw the sign to show up for about 2 hours because I didn't know what God was going to do with you. So I want to be as much time as you possibly can. But,
okay,
you know,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, but one of the things that I have that I do, and I don't know how this is going to sound on the radio, is before you leave, I want to play this thing called the shofar or the ram song. And the reason I play that, the purpose of the ram song, and you're probably familiar with Sister Cindy, is that it was a call. It was for a caller to assembly for the church in Israel. Okay, it's also with to let them know who should go out first or what tribe or whatever. Okay, and also was using praise. Okay, and it also was used warfare. The ram song was used for about four or five different things, man. And I tell my listeners all the time, I do have a ram song in the house, but I have yet to learn how to play that thing, man. I'm just so bad, you know, and everything. But I always play this in the broadcast because I want to sound the alarm. Just like what you say, from tragedy to triumph, I want to sound the alarm to wake people up, those that are called by his name, that they may humble themselves and repent. And turn to God, man, because this is it, y'all. You know the enemy is going about like a raging, roaring lion, trying to seek who we devour and everything. And we're standing in the gap and not doing anything about it. We're like, oh, okay, lackadaisical attitude. You know, it's that's usually we can't do that anymore. Amen. Come on,
man.
So, blow. Him, magnify him, give him praise, whatever you do, stop what you're doing and just glorify God. I don't care what you're facing, I don't care what difficulties you might be going through, but if you get to a point where you begin to worship God in spirit and in truth, I don't care what the enemy throws at you, God will have his way in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you again, Sister Cindy.
Well, thank
God bless you, man. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Amen. And listen, y'all, we're going to play a little bit more music and everything. If you desire to leave a message for Sister Cindy, you can reach me at an email at whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. And also, if you have a prayer request or you like to broadcast, by all means, send any of those things to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Or you can also go to my website, whenchristianspeaks.com, and leave whatever message that I told you. I'm all over the place, man, all trying to glorify God, you know, and just magnify his name. Amen. We're going to play a little music from this the church earlier in the day. Let's say, okay. Sister Patina Jackson trying to bless that sock song, man. She was singing this. I only got a little bit of it. So I'm playing with a little bit of that God. Amen. Amen. Bless
Amen.
God. Maybe that didn't sound the way I wanted it to sound. Okay. Well, that's okay. We're going to keep it moving, man. Sister Cindy blessed us today. Thank you, Sister Cindy, for joining us on the show. The phone lines are still open. The number is 1-888-488-6772. We'd love to hear from you. God is so good. This is celebrating this resurrection. Sunday is Resurrection Day. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ was risen from the dead for us and for you and me. Amen. So we're just doing that. We're just having a great time and celebrating the glory of the Lord. Amen. That God has thought it not robbery to die for you and for me. That no matter what we do, what we will do in life, it was paid for. And as I said yesterday, it was nailed to the cross, as my pastor always do, man. It was nailed to the cross, y'all. And we got to remember that, that no matter what we face, no matter what we have to go through, God has already paid a price, man. He's already paid a price. All we got to do is stand in a posture of prayer, in a posture of worship, in a posture of praise, and let God be God. And then we can come from, as my sister and eloquently to put it, come from tragedy to triumph using the theme of Lazarus. You know, that whole, my instruction to you is you begin to read on Lazarus. What I shared with you yesterday is to keep in mind that even after Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, they wanted to kill Lazarus because Lazarus was a living, breathing testimony. Amen. You see what I'm saying? So when I look at you, I see a testimony, okay? That God didn't bring you from the tragedy and all the storms and everything that you had to face, point in your life to take you out now. No, he brought you out so you can be a living, breathing epistle read among men and women, that they might see Jesus Christ, that he, God, the Lord and our Savior, might get all the glory. Amen. God is so good, y'all. He is, man. And I just want to, again, thank you for listening to this broadcast. We're going to sign on out today and everything. It's just been a blessed day. I mean, I encourage you to listen to the archives of the show and everything, and I'm going to put it on one of my as a favorite. I might even submit it to the blog talk to see if I can get it featured or whatever. But I encourage you to listen to the show over and over again. If you know someone that are going through this, or they could be blessed as well, you have an obligation to let them hear this message. Not because it's coming through this radio talk show when Christian speaks with Reverend Ray, not because of that, but because we're in a situation and a period of time that somebody needs to be saved and lives need to be changed. And the only way that's possible and stuff like that is that we spread the good news, man. I encourage you to spread this gospel of Jesus Christ, you know. I encourage you to continue to listen not only to this broadcast, but any broadcast that speak and glorify the name of Jesus Christ. I do, you know. And to seek out a church that speak sound doctrine and that believe of Jesus, believe, that's followers of the way, as I like to call it, you know, to seek out that, you know, and not to get caught up in the business or the religiosity of the church and everything, but get caught up in Jesus. Not to get caught up to a situation where you're following the pastor and the pastor only, so when he fall down, you're devastated, but follow Jesus Christ. Amen. And pray for your pastor. I encourage you to pray for your pastors on the constant. Pastors are going through a lot of stuff right now. They are. They're facing all kinds of difficulties, whether it's sickness, whether it's death, I mean, whether it is a congregation that's not acting right, or a steward board, or a trustee board, or whatever boards, and all kinds of stuff. Because people will come to the church, and then most of them are already sick, and the church is a hospital for sick people. But listen, you should be in a church where somebody at some time or another gets well. But you should not be in the same place you were when you came into the church. And years down the line, there should be a certain amount of growth that takes place. That church should, for you, should be a discipleship station. You shouldn't be going to a church just because your mother went or your grandmother. You should be going to church because God has ordained you to be there for the ministry and the things that He's birthing into you. Yeah, that's why you should be going to church. So I pray for you today on this Resurrection Sunday, that God will shine His light into you, that He will reveal again more of His allegories and His mysteries to you and stuff. I pray that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you would take the step of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. All it takes is you believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. That's it. That's it. That's not a hoopla with it and all that kind of stuff. It's as simple as that, you know. And then once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, again, I encourage you to go and find a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled temple of the Most High God. And to dwell there enough, and to eat the food that the Lord has prepared for you. I do. I encourage you to do that, you know. And if you're a backslider, the Bible said that He's married to the backslider. So even with that case, man, you don't have to remain backslider. That if He's married to a backslider, that means He's always willing to be willing to take you back into His hand. Take you back into the fold. If you're going through depression, if you're going through suicide, whatever the storms of life that you're facing, you know, my prayer is that God will meet you there and begin to remove those things, you know, that with the cricket and the locust and the grasshopper and the palm where it's eaten in your life, you know, that He will begin to reveal Himself mighty to you to the point where you will see not your tragedy, but see your triumph. Not your tragedy, but see your victory. You know, and that's my prayer for you right now. That God would do that thing, not for your name's sake, but for His name's sake. You ought to hear me say that. For His name's sake, that He would get all the glory, that someone would be able to see Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. Amen. Hey, this is Reverend Ray. The name of the show is Christian Speaks. We're here every Sunday around about 5 o'clock, amen. This is a special broadcast, of course, because of Resurrection Sunday. We broadcasted yesterday. It's called Resurrection Weekend. I would encourage you to listen to that show because a lot of things Cindy said also that I said yesterday, and I hadn't even talked to her about it, okay? So God is talking. God is definitely talking to the people of God. He's speaking it to you right now. He's speaking into your life and everything. If you're looking for answers, all you got to do is look no further. Just listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Surround yourself with people that can get a prayer through. Amen. God has work for you. There's a harvest truly is plentiful, but the labors are few. And the labors are few because many of us are afraid to do what God said to do because we think we're not equipped enough or we're not worthy enough to do those things. But when Jesus Christ paid for our sins on the cross, all that stuff was stripped away, man. All that stuff was stripped away. And we get to the point where we just let go and let God, I'm telling you, something miraculous will take place in your life. In fact, I'm a living witness to that right now. So with that said, we're going to get on out of here. We're going to save our other songs for another day. And we're just going to be bless God. Amen.
They told me on how Jesus.
Okay. Amen. We're going to bless God with. Let's go to our theme song here. So praise God, people, God. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Give Him praise. Magnify Him. Blow your trumpet, man, and just glorify God to the Most High God because He's good in your life. He's wonderful. He's worthy to be praised. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is Jehovah Raha. He is El Shaddai. He is Elohim. He is Jehovah. He is the great and wonderful God. He is the merciful God. He is loving. He is kind. He is the burning bush. Y'all, guess what? He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. But with all that said and stuff like that, He has called you to be His peculiar treasure. He has called you and anointed you with purpose and plan. You know, be encouraged. Don't be discouraged and everything. Continue to listen to this broadcast. We broadcast on Thursday at 12 noon, which is the Pat Randall. We also broadcast on every Friday called Friday Night Joy, and of course we do on Sunday. Amen. We're working on some other broadcasts. But by all means, if you have any questions, any concerns, you can reach me at whenchristianspeaks@gmail.com. Okay? I would love to hear from you. May heaven smile upon you and the glory of love be upon you for the rest of this week, and that you will bless you and keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed in on Him. Amen.
He made me strong.